Blog Talk Radio.
Hot up in here. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. Welcome, welcome. It's 9 p.m. 9 p.m. here where I'm at. Am I streaming? Let me see. It says I'm on, but I'm not streaming. I'll be right with you. Technical difficulties right away. There you go. Welcome back. This is Fernando again. On the Banana Boniander Show, it's me, it's Friday night, that's what I call it, TGIF, I'm sorry, thank goodness, it's Fernando, it is me, we're going to be talking about a lot of things today. Right, you hear about that, Tiger Woods, you talk about that, he changed his first name to, Cheetah. Oh, man. That's awesome. Anyway, we're talking about also what they call climate gate. Well, isn't it? That climate gate is the, apparently, I explained that to you in a little bit. You all probably know that and what's going on in the climate gate and all this global warming people phenomenon and all that stuff. And they found out there was the, you know, their NASA graphs and reports. It's all hoax, man. It's from facts to fraud. That's right. We're always going to be doing on this day. I always do that. We're going to be talking about some sports and prediction. Also, hey, Manny Pacquiao is going to be fighting Mayweather in March. That is right. We'll cover some news. Yeah. Cover some news also, and we might have a special guest calling in later on today to do a shout out on whatever things that they do here in Mundelein, you know, Libertyville area here. But they might call in. If they don't, they don't. If they do, we'll welcome them. Fernando Poniente Show. Welcome 347-884-8125. If you are global warming. On the side of a global warming people, you know, you can call in. Hey, you know, I feel you. You know, you feel like you all got duped with all these reports from NASA and all that stuff. But yeah, that's life, man. Let's get co-host here, Winston Pitt from the.
Is it getting
hot up down there? Getting hot? Ooh. Global warming?
Oh no. We're actually getting snow tonight. It's snowing.
We have about an inch of snow here, too. Yeah, it's always nice waking up in the morning, you know, just finding out stuff like that. You know, we look out and we know, I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's snow.
That's snow. Yeah, exactly. We will get snow maybe three times a year here, so, I mean, it's pretty normal.
Really? Three times a year?
Like, three times a
like
year.
You get snow down there? I mean,
No, it's really hot during summertime, and then, I mean, right there, when it hits, like, December, January, we get maybe at least about 3 inches of snow, 4 inches of snow.
Did you hear what I said earlier about Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I heard he changed his name. That's what I read on the description on the...
I heard about that, some guy from where I work, my boss actually, you know, he said, hey, did you hear about the Tiger Woods changed his name? And I'm like, to what? Cheetah. I thought it was funny. He said he heard it from one of his relatives and all that. But anyway, we're not here to talk about that. You know, I'm not going to shine a spotlight on that because, you know, that's just immorally, you know, that's wrong. But I'm not trying to condemn, you know, Tiger Woods because, you know, a man like that, you know, with all the money, fame, you know, they're all subject to, you know, just like what David was in the Bible, correct? I mean,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I hope that, you know, he will repent and you know, stay with the, with what's his name? Ellen? Something like that?
Yeah.
You know, they're talking about, hey, Al Gore actually postponed his visit to Copenhagen. What do you know, huh? The NASA, actually, they're in the kind of a, some kind of a predicament here.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, I was just, get this, I was just talking to a, you know, a person at work about global warming and how she, you know, she was saying about, like, hey, you know, facts don't lie, reports don't lie. And the very next day, this thing came up, and I'm like, you know, oh, man. And get this, despite all that climate change scandal, you know, involving actually it's the University of East Anglia's the Climatic Research Unit, despite all that, you know, President Obama, his ideological, you know, his stand on the global warming, it's just remain unshaken. That means it's like, you know, he doesn't, you know, that's, he still believes in global warming. It is, he can't, and he said something about something that, you know, they should not be, you know, focusing on that, you know.
I've never believed personally in global warming. I've did some research on it, did some studying on it, and it's not true. It's not true. Well, to my belief, I mean, I've studied it. I did some research on it. It's not true, but the records. And one other thing is, I believe, and this is, most scientists believe this, the way I do it is, believe in global freezing. And
right. If you would percent like a global cooling, like you're saying, you know, they would have the same amount of data, you know, they could have an argument with a global cooling, you know. I've always debate on people on global warming, and they always say, reports don't lie, facts don't lie, you know, and it's always saying, you know, they saying that I have my faith because I, you know, I base my faith on the Bible. And they say they're going to, you know, base their faith, or not, they don't even want to call it faith. They say their truth or facts on the reports on all the scientists and all that when it comes to, like, Big Bang, evolutions, and all that.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, you know, it's just like, you know, I'm not going to stand there and, you know, and argue because it's, you know, there's creations scientists out there that they would have, you know, their own theory backed by science, you know? And so, you know, it's a never ending argument. You know, it's just like you can't just, like, you know, they throw the argument out, throw my argument and saying, hey, look, you know, it all boils down to what you believe. Okay. Whether we be, like, based on facts as you call it, you know, because you didn't do the research, you know, some other people did. And you had your faith on them that they did good research on them and a thorough research, and you believe them. You know what I mean? And I will believe what God's men, like, you know, the 12 disciples and all that back in the Bible and Bible times. And I would believe on that. You know, and then they're saying something about science, you know, science of God. You know, they evolved now because there was no science back in the day and yada 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 stuff. So it's a never ending, you know, argument. And if you go to Answers in Genesis, oh boy, Ken Ham and the crew, man, they will tell you everything about that, about you know, science and creations and how creation can be explained by science. You know, going off the topic here. Are you outside? Because you sound like you're outside from your car.
I am outside. It's cold out here. I'm in shorts. It is. I'm going to click inside. It is pouring down snow right here. It's about, they said it's going to be about four or five inches.
Goodness. All right. Let's go back to that. I want to go back to the climate change and how, like, Washington and Robert Gibbs. You know Robert Gibbs, the fast talking, the press secretary, White House press secretary Robert Gibbs. They actually acknowledge that the corruption is at the highest levels. When it comes to this research on climate change, and also corruptions. And they said that, are you still there? Okay.
Well, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
You just hear, I just have a mute.
Are you outside smoking? Smoking?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smell it.
Get outside and have that little puff. The puff and get in.
puff pass.
Anyway, he's saying that Robert Gibbs is saying that it doesn't actually alter the president's firm opinion on the climate change, and is actually still believes the climate change is happening. Climate change, global warming, whatever. And he says, I hate the guy. I just despise how he talks. I don't think that's anything that is, quite frankly, among most people in dispute anymore. I think there is no real scientific basis on the dispute of this. Blah, 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 blah. So, the administration is just, they're turning their head somewhere else, and they're saying that, that is not the main problem that we need to deal with. They're just all fat, liars and all that stuff.
You there? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
are you there?
Up.
Are you there?
Yeah, you're there. I hear you.
I want to be able to call and cover that again. I don't know if you have a comment on that, on the whole thing. What do you think? Someone's got to go to, it's going to get in trouble for that. I think NASA, one of the, those involved in that actually already stepped down and resigned, I don't know who's all involved in that.
I believe nobody's going to go to jail for it. I promise you.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. Because one thing is if I can make up a lie right now. I can say global. Let's say heating. Okay, let's just say it's a different. Let's just say I want to say global warming is right. Okay, let's say we've never heard of global warming before. Now, if you invest. $1 billion in there, that's your decision, not nobody else's decision. I didn't force him against his will. You say fraud's out of the question. Okay? Mm-hmm. Fraud's out of the question right there. Okay? Mm-hmm. Nothing. You can't get in trouble for lying. Under oath you can, but not in reality you can't. So, you might have a little bit of maybe wrongdoing, but I'm pretty sure, it's not enough to say you're going to jail because it was your responsibility to look up on the facts, not just following it. Okay, so I'm saying
reason,
here?
And also there's a political machine behind that. That's why, with this, the Al Gore and the global warming, liberals and all that, God-hating, guns and God-hating people. They just want to see, see the report. This is fact. It's a report from NASA. NASA must not have known. They can't lie, but they see things like this comes out, and they do.
Yeah.
And they get this thinking. They have to rethink themselves, and
it's just ridiculous.
Some people would say probably would have second guessing and say, oh, wait a minute, we can't really rely on those reports. I don't care if it's NASA or White House or anything like that. We can't really rely on them, So
yeah.
And there's actually other people, some people that would just remain, unshaken when it comes to things like that. And they would still, persist on or insist. Insisting that climate change is happening, despite on the this recent allegation, that's why because there's a political machine behind that. The political machine is behind that all that.
Political machine.
what do you call that song that you play on your show? Government, something like that. I don't know.
What did the government can The government can't look at that, yeah.
Something like that. But let's go to, he should do that. The government can, but anyway.
Yeah.
Where was I? Okay. What I'm going to do is go into the on this day, today, and here we go. Are you ready for this? On this day, today is December 4th, 1945. First of all, if you have a birthday out there, happy birthday to you all, to all my Facebook friends and my MySpace friends. Because you are the only friend I have that cares. On December 4th, 1945, is back in 1945, the Senate actually approved U.S. participation in the United Nations. Big mistake. That was happening on December 4th, 1945. Right?
Yeah.
Big mistake. Anyway, December 4th, 1892, Francisco Franco, the Spanish dictator who overthrew the Democratic Republic and headed an authoritarian regime in Spain for 36 years. That would happen in 1892. That is awesome. On this date, 1783, General George Washington said farewell to his officer at Unshore's Tavern in New York. That happened at 1783 on this date. Fast forward, 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt ordered the dismantling of the Work Progress Administration, which has been created to provide jobs during the Depression. 1980, the rock group Led Zeppelin announced it was disbanding. Oh, after the death in September of drummer John Bonham, Led Zeppelin break up. 1980, I didn't know that. Now I know, and now you know. 1991, Associated Press correspondent Terry Anderson, the longest-held Western hostage in Lebanon, was released after nearly 7 years in captivity. That was happening in 1991. In 1992, the following year, the very next year, President George H.W. Bush ordered American troops to lead an American mission to Somalia, threatening military action against warlords and gangs who were blocking food for starving millions. I don't know if you remember that. I do remember that. Fast forward to 2001, the United States froze the financial assets of the Hamas organization, because they're alleged link to terrorism group Hamas. 2001. Back right now, 2006, lacking the Senate votes to keep his job, embattled UN ambassador John Bolton offered his resignation to President George W. Bush, who accepted it. That was happening in 2006. Birthday. JC turns 40 years old today. Oh my goodness, he is old.
Whoa.
Man. Old. Jeff Bridges.
Over the hill.
Turns 60 today. Tony Todd, the actor, turns 55. Also,
wow.
Chelsea Noble, the actress, turns 45. Marisa Tomei turns 45 today. And Tyler Banks turns 36. Next model, TV host, America's Next Top Model. Lindsay Felton, 25. And also Orlando Brown turns 22 today. And my friend is on this day listening to me, the Fernando, on the Anti Show. Got 20 minutes into the hour. We have Winston's on the other line, on the other side of the pipeline. We need to continue on to be talking about this. What do you call that? Global warming, people. Just like cookie. He tastes good. We're going to go into the other news. Hey, you heard about this. An elf actually jailed over alleged dynamite hoax. That happens in Georgia Mall. They had to actually evacuate Georgia Mall after a man dressed in an elf suit and it tells the mall Santa that he's carrying dynamite. According to authorities, that's what it said. No explosives were found, of course. But the 48-year-old silly man faces several charges for alleged hoax, including making terrorist threats. What is this guy thinking? I mean, you don't go to the mall and go and say, hey, I have a dynamite in my, pocket.
Yeah.
You just go on a plane and say, you can't bomb. You can't say bomb. Bomb. Can't say bomb. So, Winston. Ask you real quick. I mean, level of threat? Is it like yellow, orange, purple, something like that? But anyway, regardless, I mean, the post 9/11 era, I know. I don't think the authorities are going to care if you're an elf. You know, if you say you have dynamite in your pocket and you threaten to blow up the place, they're going to have to take you. They're going to have to search you. Regardless, why an elf? I don't know. I think that elf has been bad.
I don't know either. Yeah.
I don't know. That elf is actually...
I don't know.
Yeah, that, maybe it's a bad elf that... someone's yelling.
Who is that?
I don't know. It's in my studio. Okay. Hold on a second here. All right. There we go. We're back. Here we go. Elves. Where did that elf come from? I mean, I know Santa Claus was created, you know, portrayed by, capitalized on me, you know, as far as I think marketing. I believe Coca-Cola did that, didn't it? Like Santa Claus. I mean, there's Saint Nick's. We all know Saint Nick, but the original Saint Nick did not have elves as their helper. Where did that come from? You know, Winston? I don't know, because I don't know. Maybe I don't know, and I don't care. You washing dishes? All right. I hear you sound like you're washing dishes there.
Hey,
a woman named... What?
You talking about me washing dishes?
Yeah, because I hear some dishes kind of... Clink, 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 clink.
With that?
Mm-hmm. A woman actually named... I don't know, Jesus or Jesus Christ, is actually excused from a jury duty in Alabama because she was disruptive. The 59-year-old...
Wow.
Yeah, 59... And her name was Jesus Christ. 15-year-old has changed her name to Jesus Christ from Lola Killingworth. Oh, I would have changed my name too, but not to Jesus Christ. Why would they say that? Yeah, actually, the woman is a disruptive. I don't really say why. Let's find out, shall we? Because we want to find out. That's... okay. Here we go. The court officials told the Birmingham News on Tuesday that a 59-year-old was accused because she was disruptive and kept asking questions instead of answering them. Efforts to reach Christ for comment were unsuccessful. Court Administrator Sandra Turner said people there were shocked when a woman insisted her name was Jesus Christ and some potential jurors laughed out loud, or LOL, when her name was called. But Turner said, unlike some Jefferson County residents, Christ didn't try to get out of jury duty and was perfectly happy to serve. But she got kicked out because, I don't know, because of the name or because of maybe she was disruptive. First of all,
well, I mean,
I don't know
what's let's think it. About this. Yeah, let's think about this for a second here. What does this remind you of? Jury, somebody on trial. Doesn't this kind of remind you of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ a little bit? And then she yelled out Jesus Christ and... she laughed about it. Yeah, it kind of makes you think back. What does this remind me of?
Right. Exactly. All right, we're gonna go from the Christ to the cross. An egg. Yep. Texas couple said their hand laid egg with cross on it. This happens in Burleson, Texas. A couple said one of their hens laid an egg with a cross on the end of it, like just the end of it, and there's a cross on it.
Wow.
Salmon Trace and Oil of Burlington, who displayed an odd-shaped egg, said they believe it's a sign of encouragement during the holiday season. Here we go again. Tracy Noel said he was gathering eggs Monday night when one he picked up seemed to be unusual. Not as smooth like other eggs. It's a misshaped egg. There's an indentation, and it has a cross on it. So, what do you think? Is that, you know, I like following stuff like that, you know, and I do have an alert in my Gmail, because it fascinates me, you know. It's fascinated by it. It's like people, like, find, you know, an image of Virgin Mary in their toast, you know,
image of Jesus Christ on their truck window. Now, recently recovered, what, like the iron, and it's like the smudge, and it looks like Jesus Christ. Now this is like, hey, an egg. My hand laid an egg with a cross on it. Must be a sign. What say you?
What do you have to say, Winston?
Well, a little bit of skepticism and disbelief, okay? Because I can't go with everybody's words these days because, you know, the global warming scandal, I'm not comparing that to Jesus Christ, but I'm just saying, though, okay, we saw a picture of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't sit there and say definitively that that was him, or maybe he didn't draw that, okay? And I know it's pretty hard to draw that in one night and keep doing it, like, for a night, a lot of nights, but I'm just saying.
You're just saying. Exactly.
Just saying.
Just saying. Okay. We go from the crossing the egg to, I don't know, what do you call this. Back in Florida, a teenager allegedly attacked his or her dad, I don't know, attacked dad for loud snoring. This happens in all of Florida. Man, Floridians are crazy. People in Florida. So there's a teenager there that actually has been charged with assaulting his father. And the report says because of the man, the father, was snoring too loudly. The county sheriff reported that actually the teen, 18 years old, first he threw a magazine at his father.
Wow.
And he was throw like a magazine and just threw it at him. He was sleeping on the living room couch. And when that didn't work, the guy pushed his dad onto the floor and punched him right in the face. The father was checked out in a nearby hospital as a precaution, and the teen was arrested and charged with domestic battery, and he was released from jail Wednesday. All right, 18. So living with his dad, okay, and then snoring. I mean, that clearly, you know, that tells me that either he's 18 years old, it's basically the ruler of the house. You know? I mean, if I would throw... More,
yeah.
Boy, if I would have threw
yeah.
something like my dad when I was 18, when he was... Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know? And you just don't do that. That was just like... You know, I'm just... Oh, my goodness. Let's get... is that you, too? 9717. We got a caller at 9717. It's coming from 601 area code. Who's a... Come on in. This is Fernando on Fernando Poniatra Show. Is that Dylan? Get Dylan calling in there? No, I don't know. Is that you, Winston? That's you too, isn't it? It looks similar. Your number.
That's
Are
not
you there?
Me.
Is that you? Oh. There's only like two digits. The last two digits is different. The same phone number. But anyway, whoever you are.
I have no idea.
You have no idea, huh? You're pulling something on me, Winston. Pulling a prank on me. Is it April? April Fool's Day. You know what? I forgot to open my chat room. Silly me. Now it's open.
Oh, good as I got you there. I was trying to get you.
Huh?
I was trying to get you on that phone call.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
That was on me.
That was on you. Joke's on you. Hey, joke's on Winston. Give him a clap of hand. That was pretty good. I like that. All right. Tiger Woods. let's talk about that real quick. So apparently, you know, he like cheated repeatedly. Not just one person, but several. Now they're trying to make it up. You know, they're trying to make it up. A lot of people would say, man, I would just leave him, you know, take his money and, you know, take the two kids because, you know, he was $1 million, right? You know, I would not live with him because he cheated. I believe, you know, Ellen, I mean, that's their, you know, they have, that's their life, you know what I mean? But my opinion, if you're going to ask me my opinion, I would say, you know, I mean, looks like Tiger was, you know, sincere when he was saying something. You know, when he was, you clearly see that on his face as he's, you know, heartbroken for everything because, you know, he's caught. You know, he's caught doing that. And he's probably, you know, like maybe trying to run away from his wife, and the wife's trying to chase him with the golf clubs. And, you know, they found scratches on his face, yada, 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 and all that thing. I think they should stick it out, you know, and that's, you know, husband and wife, you know. And I mean, forgive one another. What do you think? What do you think, Winston? Is that a good idea? Forgive one another.
Interesting. Ooh.
Forgive one another. Forgiveness. Isn't that what we teach? Isn't that what we, you know?
That's what we should. That's what we should.
Forgive. Yeah. I think they should forgive one another. That's, you know, I'm going to call Tiger right now and say, hey, you know, forgive. I have his personal number. I'm dialing right now.
Yeah. Give it to me.
It's ringing. All right, hey, Tiger!
Hello there. How are you doing?
You got a cold there, Tiger?
Not right.
I've got a cold. I don't know, I can't tell, but I'm going to go with come knock on my door, and I think it's my wife.
Pudding, it's at the door!
All right. Yeah, he is, like, hang up. But, a couple of weeks ago, you know, before, you know, I mean, how was your Thanksgiving, by the way, Winston? You had a good turkey? Yeah, did you eat a lot of turkey? Did you like that? Was it the best meal? What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was okay. Yeah, it was okay.
But you heard about that turkey that called here, right?
Nuh-uh, I did not. Explain.
Let me play that. Hold on a second here. Hey, it's freezing. I don't know what's going on with my computer. It's freezing up. I don't know. Just let it go for now. I don't even know if I'm
sorry. Wow.
It just froze up. That's it.
Darn.
We're done. We're done. So let's talk about sports, man. Can you hook me up with sports?
Well, a little bit here and there. Tiger Woods, of course. We'll talk about that a little bit. I've heard you talking about the fight. We were talking about the what's his name? What do you mean?
Who?
You were talking about the boxing
Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah. What's going on there? When is he gonna be on the fight or is he already been on the fight?
What's that?
Has he already been on the fight? Has he been fighting or is he?
No,
we talked about him earlier about
Trump. Scheduled to fight, Mayweather, actually.
Interesting.
Interesting. That's right. So what's going on with the health care bill now? I mean, what's going on? I can't make up. I'm gonna keep saying because I just ran out of yeah. Here's the 8 extreme solutions to global warming. That's what they said.
Yeah.
Clean. Okay. And number one. Spray it away, you know, because this one has, you know, experts have rounded up 8 of the most innovative, or at least the strangest ideas that are currently getting attention. Spray it away. The idea? Remember how we all had to stop spraying ozone depleting aerosols in our atmosphere? Remember that? I don't know if you remember that, Winston. Yeah, they're saying that maybe it's time to rethink that. There was actually a proposal known as a stratospheric aerosol insertion suggests that chemicals called sulfur dioxide, in this case, sprayed into the Earth's nearest atmospheric level, combined with other chemicals.
This is the giant turkey.
It's a turkey
I
calling.
I heard you were chewing on my little brother for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You're in trouble now.
Well,
me and my big brother will find you and stomp you to chicken eggs for what you've done to our little brother. Otherwise, shop for your giant turkeys at giantturkeysuperhighway.com.
What was that? Yeah, it came out of nowhere. I was just like, well, my computer's frozen right now. Why is it playing that? All right. I know like what I'm going to, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break, you know, drink a little water a little bit, a couple minutes. And we'll be back. You know, we'll talk about, you know, other news, and we'll continue on. I was rudely interrupted by this giant turkey calling in. we're gonna continue on the extreme solutions, what they said to global warming. Okay, and we're gonna talk about more about that. Hey, you are listening to Fernando Poniente on the Fernando Poniente Show here on Blog Talk Radio with Winston Pitt. With Winston Pitts. Tongue twisted in there. With Winston Pitts.
Yeah.
But we'll be back. I promise. And, hey, while you listen to Casting Crowns, this is called Who Am I? Okay? Here we go.
Yeah.
Casting Crowns, Who Am I? You're going to love this. Is it playing? Can you hear it? All right. I clicked it, and it's just like, blum, 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 blum. Well, we'll take a break when he goes on, because it's going to be like the giant turkey. It's just going to come out of nowhere, you know. Boy, I can't wait to get on my desktop. I'm using my laptop right now. And I think I'm going to maybe put some money aside to get me a switchboard or something. Because these really suck. So let's talk about that again, okay? Let's continue on. And if, when I start playing, I'll just go ahead and, you know, we'll go on break. All right, where was I? Spray it away. They said, you know, they're going to reverse that and actually, you know, spray what they call the stratospheric aerosol insertion that suggests the chemicals can be patched the ozone layer. That's just stupid. I don't know. I don't know science or anything. I mean, I don't know anything about this, but it's just, you know, really. And also, number two is to use sunscreen. Yeah. Use sunscreen. This is through a solution to global warming, they said. The idea? Well, they said we use sunscreens every day. And we should. Why not use sample principle on the earth, they said. This is like something out of, you know, Star Trek. And then they said a concept is to build a giant screen made of crisscrossing aluminum strands and putting into space. The screen would act like a filter, preventing some infrared radiation from reaching the planet. What is this, like a bunch of five-year-olds that came up with this? And this is like as wacky as idea sounds. They said it's been promoted. This has been promoted by scientists like this guy in Lowell Wood. It's one of the original Reagan-era Star Wars supporter. And also the Whole Earth Catalog founder named Stuart Brand.
There
we go. We'll be back. This is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show. You can call, you know, get a cup of coffee, come back. We'll be here. See you guys.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
Ken Pettigrew Show. You want to know what pisses me off? Too much government, too much taxes, and not enough rights. Come check out my show, The Ken Pettigrew Show, at blogtalkradio.com/Ken-Pettigrew. Live Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Your voice is a weapon. Come pull the trigger with Ken Pettigrew at blogtalkradio.com, where your voice is a weapon.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Oh my goodness, oh, this is good refreshment in there. This is Fernando and Fernando playing the show. Welcome back. We're welcoming you.
Fernando playing the show.
With the trumpet. With the trumpet. Well, let's welcome Winston with the trumpet. With the trumpet.
Hey! Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
Voila! Where was I? Okay, we're talking about some cool stuff here. 8 extreme solutions to global warming. And probably, you know, some idiots came up with this. Even though, you know, I mean, it looks like something you see in a Star Trek. You know, like, what do you call it? Use giant sunscreen. what I talked about earlier about, the, you know, creating a huge sunscreen. So the idea is to use sunscreens, you know, this huge, I don't know, a big...
Fernando.
What up?
Look, I'm going to call right back, just right back. I got to go get fire on the phone. This one going dead. This one says low battery. It's going to go dead in 10 seconds.
So all right.
I'm going to call back. I'm going to have to find it first, okay?
All right. Well, I'll continue talking here. All right. Let's go back to the wacky and idea of this. You know, these people have been coming out with use a big sunscreen to a solution for global warming. It's actually the, what do you call that? It's a giant screen made of crisscrossing aluminum strands and put into space. Giant. I don't know how big it is, but if you're talking about covering the whole, you know, space... It's pretty big. And they say the screen would act like a filter, and, you know, preventing some infrared radiation from reaching the planet. Makes sense. But the problems, there's a potential problems. The sunscreen is the last ditch effort. Building that type of, you know, idea or project, you're talking about an estimated 600,000 square miles in size. So launching into the space and actually, you know, maneuvering into that with the gravity-neutral location between the sun and Earth, maybe beyond, that's just not going to work. You know, after all, we don't even have a working space shuttle replacement, so it's going to cost us money. So scratch that. Number three, just said, you know, scrub like the wind. Scrub like the wind. The idea is about developing a giant air filter. Like, you know, like this thing that you see on vacuum and air purifier and all that. It's HEPA filters. And it actually takes the carbon dioxide out of the air. That's what it does. You know, we all know that. Because Oryx, Mr. Oryx said so, right? Yeah, that's what happened. So the concept works, well, in theory, like a huge radiator filled with chemical instead of water. So such filters could catch, you know, filters, this kind of filter would catch CO2, you know, from the air and bind it with, you know, that's chemicals in a filter. Later, the carbon dioxide would be stripped from the chemicals and stored, hopefully nearby to avoid, you know, issues with transporting the compressed carbons and all that. Here's the problem, though, they said. Testing the theory on a large scale is difficult. No one is sure how many filters you would need to make significant impact. If you're talking about globally, you're going to need a lot. I mean, how many thousand acres of land would need to cover with giant filters? Imagine, you know? And there's an issue separating CO2, they said, from the capturing chemicals. This will take significant amount of energy, which in turn produces more CO2. Scratch. Plant fake trees, number four. The idea is trees are superb in absorbing carbon dioxide. You know, it's like having plants inside of your house. It's nice, you know, very nice. But what if you could build a better tree? That makes sense. A better tree. Like a fake tree that would function just like a real tree. That at least could capture even more carbon dioxide, maybe twice as much. This is a synthetic tree with plastic leaves could attract CO2, you know, just much like a smokestack filter and those the wind scrubbers, you know. They trap and compress the carbon dioxide to be stored in a harmless location, just like the HEPA filter, more that, but it's a tree. These fake trees wouldn't need direct sunlight, so you don't even need to grow them. So it could be installed anywhere. It's like having your own bonsai tree, but it's a good tree, you know? I'm a little sick there. So you can install that anywhere. So you can have that in like in the Midwest, Alaska, the desert. You don't need sun. With the right design, it said fake trees could also work 1,000 times faster than the real tree. You know, real trees. But here's the problem. Drawbacks here. Fake trees wouldn't look like real trees. No duh. Unless, you know, you're really good at it. But you can make that. But they said it's one of the problems. Fake trees wouldn't look like real trees. It's fake. Of course not going to look like that. Not going to look like thing. You know, they said although it could have been, they could be hidden indoors, then there's that nagging problem, what to do with the captured carbon dioxide. Again, there you go. Several proposals used to enhance vegetable production or in jet fuel looked too costly. That's what they said. Let's get Winston's back in here, 601. Hey, Winston, how about a fake tree? They said it's one of his solutions to global warming is plant those bunch of fake trees because these fake trees would could capture even more carbon dioxide. It's a synthetic tree. What do you think of that? I don't know if he's responding. Winston, 9722, is that you?
Hello, I'm on the charger.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
I was on charge now, so I'm on Bluetooth and it sounds good now. So, great. All
right, he sounds good and crispy. So they're saying that number four is just plant fake trees, you know, one of the extreme solutions to global warming. Because it's a synthetic and it could attract CO2 twice as more than real ones. See, they said the problem, here's the report says potential problems. Fake trees wouldn't look like real trees. Well, no duh. And they said although they could have been hidden indoors, that there's a nagging problem what to do with the captured carbon dioxide. Would this work like this fake tree thing, Winston? Would you buy a fake tree? Would you plant it? I mean, it's not going to grow, but you put it outside your house? Well, can you smoke this fake tree? That's just kidding. It's just a thought. Anyway, number five, need more salt. The idea? Clouds protect the earth from overheating, right? So more clouds would be good. Correct? I don't know. So the concept is reasonably sound, they said. Clouds do help protect the earth. So some scientists have proposed creating more clouds by blowing salt into the air. That would increase the chances of water vapor clinging to particles like the salt and forming clouds. So salted clouds are also wider and therefore would reflect more sunlight back into space. Thus cooling the planet.
Wow.
They said, but how to get salt in the air? They said, some suggest computer-guided sailboats to create this thing.
It's interesting.
Interesting that. Yeah, that's what they're saying. I'm reading in the air. We're gonna be flying here real quick. We might be running out of time here. So here's a potential problem though. Okay? The potential problem is no one knows how many boats it would take.
Yeah.
Or if the idea would even work. Say like cloud seeding has been notorious and unpredictable. It's like Venezuela. I think in Venezuela, I think they do cloud seeding when it comes to the rain and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They said the salt crystals from the evaporating seawater might be too small to form clouds. So there's potential problems in there. So number six, they said need more iron. I don't know if the irons had to do with this, but the idea is it has been demonstrated in a small scale that iron powder dumped into the ocean promotes a rapid growth of plankton.
I don't want that.
Everything I've seen a plankton, it, you know, it remembers me of Mr. Plankton from the SpongeBob.
I want that Krabby Patty.
Plankton eats CO2, so the more the better, right? Iron fertilization was tried in Southern Ocean near the Antarctic. And based, see, I can't even say that. And based on those results, it's estimated it would cut at the very least, at least offset 1,000 pounds of carbon emissions for as little as, get this, 10 cents. So the low cost is what makes this idea so attractive. Low cost. They need more iron to create more plankton dumped in an ocean. Here's the potential problems. There's just this problem. What is a biggie? You know, large plankton blooms can destroy the underwater ecosystem, killing all other species and consume other nutrients without natural resources from the sea. So we'd really be in a pickle for that. Number 7, get stone. That's not what you think, stoners. The idea, limestone, also known as calcium carbonate. Actually, the calcium contains trapped carbon dioxide, so why not turn carbon dioxide into the stone? I don't know. It takes nature thousands of years to harden chemicals into stone, right? The scientists think that it could do it in a very short time using a process called mineral carbonation. They said in this carbon dioxide is compressed. Carbon dioxide is compressed, heated, then mixed with minerals such as serpentine or olivine in a chemical limestone spike form. The potential problem we would have to mine significant amounts of minerals, to mix with the carbon dioxide, because you have to mine them, you idiot, bunch of idioters. So, and it's not going to work, and also, ultimately, the cost may be prohibitive, and they say they estimated $70 per one ton of carbon dioxide. Number 8, it's not going to work, that, number 7, crash, that's correct. Number 8, push the CO2 underground. Why? Because we have a lot of cheap coal, that's what they said. But it's the biggest polluter of CO2. Why not filter out and then pump it underground to store it? Better still, why not pump it into places where we're trying to push oil underground? Good idea. But there's some problems. Governments, researchers, and major companies around the world are racing to try to make such a system work. But so far, the approach has proven too costly. The gas has to be captured, compressed, and then transported safely to the site of rejection. And what if it escapes years from now? What if it escapes? If it's trapped in the cellar, the carbon dioxide could be more lethal than radon. Oh, my goodness. You don't know what that thing. But here we go again. We got a vision problem. So the extreme global warming is really not going to work. It's just too extreme. All right, I'll give you the last word, Winston. Last word, man. You got a last word? Dick. What's your last one in the number we talked about? 8 extreme solutions to global warming. There's ideas, but there's problems that can cause us more money and even, you know, cause us lives. What do you think? Should we go for it? Number 8? Number 7? 10? I don't know. I said I would go to number 0. I don't think I would go with that. But, hey, Winston, thanks for calling in, though. I have 50 seconds left on my radio show. We will come back Monday. We will have, I don't know who's going to have a Monday, but Wednesday we'll have the blog, the owner of what they call the Chickgab.com. So visit them, Chickgab.com. So, you know, we all men here, but I want to talk about things on the other side. So Winston, be here on Wednesday. You will learn a lot from the chicks. So if you guys chicks out there or gents, call in 347-884-8145. Look me up on Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time, 24/7, 366 days of the year. That's me. Facebook, Fernando Poniente. Follow me on Twitter, Great Inferno. That's me. Night-night. Hasta la vista, baby.
Good night.
Good night.
Let it go.
And a Merry Christmas.